Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we have Larry on his mountaintop with his spyglasses surveying the world. How you doing, Larry?
Hanging in.
Yeah, that's about all one can do these days. You go looking around the world and you see nothing but trouble everywhere. If it's not earth changes and severe rain or hurricanes or mudslides or sinkholes, things are changing very, very rapidly. Before we get going, I just wanted to bring everybody up to date on the book Frequency. We do have the first run in, and we've already shipped some, and we'll be shipping tomorrow and Monday as well. And we're getting, as you know, we've had some very good reviews on the first book. The second book I want to get into a little bit tonight, and it has to do with the mind matrix. And part of what we're looking at is CERN, of all places, but I'll get into that in a little while. Larry, you sent me a Great Ball of Fire by Byron Searle, is it? How does he spell that?
S-E-A-R-L-E. I think it's Searle.
Searle? Okay. Should we get into that maybe a little bit before we get rolling on other news? This is kind of interesting. The reason I bring it up, folks, is because you may remember the movie Deep Impact. And if you remember, in Deep Impact, it was loaded with numerical clues as to what was going on. But more to the point, the zip code on the boxes that they were going to ship were Puerto Rico. It was Puerto Rico. Now, you may remember also that there was a pastor down in Puerto Rico who was given a vision by the Lord of asteroid impact, and that it was going to be devastating to the east coast of the United States. And, of course, if you go on Google and take a look at Google Earth, you'll find out why it would probably all but wipe out Florida, parts of the panhandle of Florida, parts of Alabama, and probably a little bit of Texas. But predominantly, it would roll up the East Coast. Well, this is a vision that this guy had. And Larry, jump in anywhere. He starts out, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that they, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah came into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall it also be the coming of the Son of Man be." Now, you want to tie that verse. It's kind of a chain reaction, if you want, or connect the dots, where Jesus said, "As a snare shall it come upon the whole earth." And a snare is something that comes very, very sudden. We call it sudden destruction in the Bible. That's what it's called. "When they say peace and security," peace and safety, the word safety actually means security. "When they say peace and security, then sudden destruction cometh, and they will not escape. But ye brethren, the children of the light, will not be caught off guard, will not be caught as a thief in the night, as the world will be, but you will have a really good idea of when this is coming down." So anyway, he says, "The Lord spoke to me, 'My son, I will show you what is to come very soon. As soon as he spoke those words, I was instantly above the earth, far enough out in space to be able to have a view of the entire earth. It was so awesome, such a sight to behold, to be able to look upon this beautiful planet of ours that seemed to just hang on nothing, suspended there in the blackness of space. I next turned and saw the sun. Even though I looked right at it, it did not hurt my eyes. The Lord was with me, behind me, and slightly to my right. Then he spoke to me and said that he wanted to show me a great fireball that will strike the earth very soon. He said that no one will see it coming, not the scientists or the astronomers. I asked him how they will not see it, as they have satellites and telescopes in space that are looking for anything that will collide with the earth. I heard him say, "Look and see." And as I was looking at the earth and watching it slowly rotate, I could make out the Atlantic Ocean. I saw the Iberian Peninsula, Spain and Portugal, and the African coast. Then as the earth rotated, I could see the east coast of North America, Mexico, Central and South America. The next thing I saw startled me. The Lord brought my attention to a point in space that was not too far outside of the atmosphere. This is really, really close. Suddenly, out of nowhere, there appeared a rip or a tear in the fabric of space that opened up and a bright light appeared, and then the tear closed up, or the tear closed back up, as quickly it opened. And as my eyes again focused on the earth, I saw a giant black brownish rock tumbling and being propelled towards the earth at high speed. This rock had come out of the tear and had opened in space. That had opened in space. 1 minute, nothing, just peaceful, quiet, calm, serene earth. Then the next minute, a giant rock appeared out of nowhere. As this rock entered the atmosphere, I saw it began to heat up and start to burn from the friction. I was aghast at what I was seeing as I watched this in awe, not knowing it would hit the earth or burn up. At this time, while this was taking place, I was able to see that it was dark on the east coast, but I did not know what time it actually was. The Lord then spoke to me and said, "This is that which I have foretold from the beginning of time. I have had a day and a time chosen, and my prophets have warned about it." I continued watching as it burned hotter and hotter, and then it struck into the ocean. It looked like 100 nuclear explosions in one. The whole earth shook and trembled violently with the force of the impact. It was so great that the plume of steam, water, and fire reached far, far into the atmosphere, while on earth, the place where it struck looked like a boiling lake of or mass of lava. From where I was, still in outer space above the earth, it appeared to have struck in the ocean somewhere north Puerto Rico, but east of South Carolina. It was very difficult to tell the distance, as I had nothing to compare to, but I would estimate it was somewhere about 500 miles, more or less, offshore of the east coast. Now, this is slightly different than what the pastor saw, which was right off Puerto Rico, if I remember right. Is that right, Larry? Right. It seems to me it was not far from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, let me insert something here and get your opinion on it.
Yes.
And I appreciate you reading that, because this is very unique, because the Earth has kind of set up a defensive system where they think they can hit a incoming asteroid or a small comet, et cetera, and keep it from hitting the Earth. But, you know, the word, what the Creator's good at is the word suddenly. Suddenly, you don't have a chance to get ready.
That's
and at
right.
the same time, you know, I thought of wormwood. What more interesting way to hit the earth with wormwood is if wormwood would even end your solar system it simply comes out of somewhere you can't see. So those thoughts crossed my mind as you was reading that. And you know what I thought of when you were given the exact location right there, Spirit, was Anton Johansson. Remember, you know, he wrote that book. And remember, he said something happened off of, I can't remember whether it was in the ocean off of, you know, in the Atlantic, off of Greenland or Iceland, south of Iceland somewhere, that caused a great upheaval and great tsunamis. And I'm beginning to wonder if it isn't what you're describing.
Well, if the whole earth shook, that would mean, and you got to relate this over to the 3 days of darkness. And I know there are a lot of people that are mocking the 3 days of darkness. Well, it's not in prophecy. It's not there. It's not written there. Well, I can't say that it is, nor would I say that it is, but there are some symbologies of 3 days of darkness. And it's been in the Roman Catholic prophecies for a long time, many, many years. They have prophesied 3 days of darkness. Not that that necessarily means it's going to come true. But, however, we had the sign of Jonah. We had the 3 hours of darkness when the Lord was crucified. We had the 3 days of darkness in Egypt. And so there is precedent for possibly at least getting prepared for the possibility of it. And what's interesting about it is the in the prophecies on the 3 days of darkness, there is a huge, what appears to be an impact event during that period of darkness, and a worldwide earthquake. The whole earth shook, which is what he says here, which it would. I mean, if this is a large asteroid impact, which it may be a whole lot more than an asteroid, like you were saying, Larry. This might be kind of like a Chernobyl radioactive wormwood type of operation that the Lord has prepared for the world. And, you know, people have made a bad mistake by mocking the Bible. And if we have time, I want to get into a little bit of a book called Theomatics, which is very, very interesting because it proves through computers alone that the Word of God was not written by any person on earth. It was dictated to people on earth by an outside intelligence so vast we can't even begin to comprehend it. And when the deep state, global deep state, and all these other people mock the Lord, they're making a huge mistake, and they're going to find it out the hard way, which is, I think, one of the reasons this occurs is because of the rejection of the truth. And the Lord is trying to wake people up. But anyway, getting back to this, it said, from where I stood, okay, I gave you that. Suddenly, he said, I was back on earth from where I was standing, which was on the east coast somewhere around the South Carolina area. I could feel superheated air that was caused by the blast. It was then that I saw a wall of fire about 100 feet high coming towards me. It was boiling and burning and scorching everything in sight. I asked the Lord, how far will this wall of fire go inland? And he said, many, many miles. I have warned that I am a consuming fire, and that is fire. The fire was moving at such a high speed that it seemed almost as though it was being pushed by something as it sped past me. Well, of course it would. It's a shock wave. A shock wave is probably moving at the speed of sound almost, if not faster, from an impact of that nature. Anyway, he says, although I could hear this, I did not see anything at that time as it was dark, except for only light that came from the burning trees, telephone poles, and other structures. In other words, this was probably around 3 or 4 in the morning. And that's what that pastor said in Puerto Rico. He said when this impact occurred, it was like 2 or 3 in the morning, and nobody was prepared for it except those who believed the Lord. And so we're seeing a lot of similarities here. Anyway, for the entire time since the strike, the earth had been shaking. sometimes very large shakes, another time smaller shakes, but the shaking was continuous and nonstop. I don't know how much time had passed since it struck, but I could begin to see the sky lightening up just ever so slightly, like possibly pre-dawn hours. The waterfall noise was increasingly becoming louder and louder. The Lord told me to turn around again towards the sea as I had my back turned to it while I was watching the fire traveling past me inland. I turned back to the sea and I saw it. It was an unbelievably huge, massive wall of water. From where I stood inland from the shore, this wall of water appeared to be hundreds, if even not thousands, of feet tall. The height was difficult to tell as I was on the ground, seeing it coming towards me. I just seemed so small. This wave was so enormous. At that instant, before it reached me, the Lord took me back up in the air over a city on the east coast. I don't know what city, just that it was somewhere along the coastline. I watched the wave come in and totally and completely cover the entire city. Since I was up above, I could now see the the fire and how it had gone inland. It looked like it stopped somewhere around the mountains. The wall of water appeared to hit the entire east coast of America, and everything along the coast was just completely and utterly gone. I looked back out towards the ocean where it struck, and I saw what looked like a glowing ocean of bright yellow-orange lava. All of the islands were gone as they were totally covered with water. Much of the east coast was now also gone and underwater. My son, the Lord said, this is what will be very soon. I have said to be ready and to have your house in order. Many will stand before me when this judgment strikes. The big rock will come from the throne of God to begin the end of time. This is out of many that will strike the earth. My children think they will be gone before this happens, but I will shake them awake. And many will wake up. That's interesting. Some of them won't. Even with that, the greatest harvest will come out of this. Well, then I will bring my children home before the wrath falls on earth. Anyway, I thought that was kind of an interesting thing in view of what we had talked about on Deep Impact. And the location was Puerto Rico. It's almost like they have seen this coming or something. What do you think?
Well, it's very interesting, and really it's very unique with that tear in space-time, and you and I have talked about that for years now. And,
yes.
And what I also caught there, he said that big one was going to hit, and where it hit, but then he said that others were going to fall too, so maybe that's Puerto Rico, one of those other falls.
Yeah. Well, anyway, folks, sudden destruction means exactly that. A snare is something you walk into, and you're not even aware of it, or you wouldn't walk into it. And when a snare is sprung, it's instantaneous. And this is what we're looking at, which is why the Lord called it sudden destruction. In other words, everything appears normal, just like today. Boom, out of nowhere comes this. Can't tell you when that's going to happen, but it's very, very interesting that more and more people are having these kind of visions and warnings coming from the Lord, which is what he said he would do. I will pour out my dreams and visions upon all flesh just before the end. And the whole object of this is to get people to repent, which obviously they don't even know what the word means, but maybe this will wake a few people up. It's not like we haven't been under judgment. I think if you ask the people down in some of these southern states that got flooded, and many of these farmers have been totally destroyed. They didn't have flood insurance. They've lost everything they had. And I haven't heard. Have you heard of a national emergency or Trump say anything about helping these people in these flooded areas? I haven't heard a word about it.
No, but he's in a battle for his life, so who knows? I mean, you know, he's under attack 24/7 every single day. But I've only heard local areas talking about, trying to repair and fix what's damaged, but not. Matter of fact, I saw a very interesting report the other day that said FEMA was absolutely broke. They were broke.
Yeah. Well, I can remember when Obama said we were broke. Not that that means much. I guess we just go to the printing presses and print a lot more. It's too bad we can't individually get out our printing presses and just print what we need. But I guess you can't do that. Then I wanted to talk about a little bit about this CERN operation and their proof of finding antimatter. And if you recall, I think, Larry, we've talked about antimatter and how the dark forces seem to be attracted to it. And when they have done a lot of this punching of holes, I guess, into other dimensions or getting to that point, they have seen these entities popping up. And it's very, very fascinating. So anyway, the equation would go like this: Satan versus God, Antichrist versus Christ, matter versus antimatter. And this is coming from Book 2, The Mind Matrix. I believe the CERN's proof of antimatter, which appears to vanish in almost an instant, may be another key to unlock the reason for the lockdown of the universe and humanity. We now have proof that antimatter is, in fact, real and appears to be an exact mirror image of matter. Thus, we could do this by logical deduction. What the early Gnostics believed, now this is interesting, was that matter was evil. And through diligent search, they could find the creator, much like Vija in a Star Trek movie, who was adding knowledge upon knowledge in an attempt to merge with the creator, and I should say find and merge with the creator. We have to look at this from several perspectives. The world of matter and the world of antimatter. First, from our perspective, we know that all matter is temporal in nature because of entropy. The second law of thermodynamics, everything runs down, all is vanity. When antimatter is found in photograph, it exists only for a fraction of a second, then it vanishes. And it also has to be contained via huge magnetic forces. Now let's transfer that over to the spirit realm. If matter is in the physical realm, then one could say that antimatter is mostly in the spirit realm, because spirit is not physical matter at all. Could we then say that matter is temporal and spirit is eternal? If so, then we would have a perfect mirror image. Break in here any way you want, Larry. God versus anti-God, Christ versus antichrist, eternal versus anti-eternal, which is temporal, obedience versus obedience, which is rebellion, love versus anti-love, which of course would be hate. Good versus anti-good, which would be evil. Harmony versus anti-harmony, which would be discord. Order versus anti-order, which is chaos. Matter versus antimatter, which is spirit. So the mirror image is of a spirit dimension, something that we cannot see or understand because of the mind veil. Now, what is most interesting in this line of thinking is that to us, antimatter is very dangerous and has to be contained or locked down. They say that if antimatter collides with matter, total annihilation takes place with a huge amount of energy released. So then appears that from the antimatter side of things, their perspective, or the opposite side of the physical world, seems to explain the problem of humanity and the fall from grace. From the Creator's perspective, then, it seems that mankind, in his view, are anti-God, anti-Christ, is full of hate, evil, discord, and chaos, which we would call for humanity issues. And they are considered so dangerous that the Creator locked us down, which is a perfect mirror image. Is this why we have been allowed to actually see and prove antimatter at CERN? Are we being shown why there is a lockdown if one has the eyes to see it or the ears to hear it? It just seems uncanny that we have a perfect mirror image of another dimension and that the other side needs to contain or lock down the other. So therefore, it really boils down to Satan versus Christ, a spiritual conflict that spills over into the physical realm. This would seem to confirm that the lowest frequency spiritual realms would be included in the lockdown, even though spiritual in nature, and it proves that in the fallen lower frequencies, that matter and spirit are closely connected. And I just found that extremely interesting in view of all the warnings from the Lord about getting involved in what we could call, I guess, demonic forces. What do you think, Larry? It's just fascinating to me.
Oh, yeah, I find it just incredibly fascinating, and it especially in light that CERN has pretty much gone dark, if you will. We're not hardly receiving anything at all out of CERN. It's not that they're not doing anything. We're just not hearing about it.
Yeah, I think they're involved in opening up portals, and I don't know if you remember the movie Mist, where they opened up a portal and all these creatures came through. We're fooling in areas. In fact, more than one of the scientists warned, you know, we punch holes through there. We have no idea what's on the other side or what could come through. And anyway, I just thought that was kind of fascinating that we have a perfect mirror image of matter versus spirit, which goes back to the Gnostics who said that they considered matter evil, which is sort of, in a different way, confirmed that we're not to be in this world, or I should say be an earth dweller. We're supposed to kind of remove ourselves from it. Then the other thing that I got involved in was this, and break in any time, Larry. I wondered why humans are so attracted to this fallen matrix prison house, and why are they so hardwired mentally into it? The Lord brought to mind the invisible force of magnetism, specifically simple magnets. It is, of course, frequencies. If you take two simple magnets in one direction, they attract each other, and the invisible forces of magnetism are very, very powerful, even with small magnets. If you've ever fooled with these little tiny magnets and you get them to where they attract each other, it's difficult to pull them apart. So then, if they are difficult to pull apart because they want to be together. That is, they do not want to be unplugged. So if we take one magnet as the matrix and we take the other magnet as ourselves when we're born into it, we want to stick with it. And we don't really want to be unplugged. Think of humanity as one magnet and cosmic Earth matrix as the other magnet. Humanity does simply not want to be unplugged from the matrix system. One could also view this as Satan being one invisible magnet spirit force and fallen mankind as the other magnetic fallen spiritual force. They attract each other with a powerful law of attraction. This is the only way to break it. There's only one. And Jesus said, come to the light. So what he's really doing is he's taking the magnet, twisting it around so they repel each other. So that's why he said, you know, don't get entangled in the world. Those who love the world don't have the spirit of Christ in them. But if you do not like this world and you're trying to escape it, then you have the spirit of God in you. So this is kind of interesting, all this, because the force of magnetism is totally invisible. You can't see it, but boy, is it powerful. Okay. Any comment on that one?
What I was going to make a comment on that one was right where you ended. And what, you know, I was thinking is very interesting talking about the magnets and the matrix, because in the matrix itself, you know, he took the pill that actually caused the rejection of him from the cubicle he was entrapped in. And it's somewhat like the two magnets in our spiritual sense in this world system. The world system attracts us incredibly. In other words, humans are attracted to the world system and can't get away from it. But it's almost like if you actually, it's not a pill particularly, but if you call on Jesus or accept him, it's like possibly there's a pole reversal, a reversal of magnetism, and there's a repelling, and you're just ejected basically out of the matrix.
Yes. That's exactly what's going on, and it makes total sense. It's, you know, we have all of these little clues that are right in front of us. We just don't think of it. The only reason I thought about it is because the Lord brought it to mind. Hey, take a look at these magnets and look at how this works. It's the same thing. And what the Lord came in to do was change our polarity so that we would be repelled from the Earth system. The Earth matrix, and we'd want to get out of it. I thought that was kind of interesting. Anyway, when we talked before the show, you mentioned these headlines. I'll go through them real quick. Possible blockade of Venezuelan oil shipments. Possible trouble at the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian threats. North Korea making more rumblings after the Putin summit. Cubans escape detention center in Mexico, running loose in the streets. I find that kind of funny because of Mexico's attitude towards all this. I don't imagine the people in Mexico are too appreciative of all this, but maybe they'll rise up and maybe the federales will actually do something about this. Where do we want to start? How about the blockade of Venezuela? And what is this about?
Well, interestingly, Breitbart News is putting it out, and I want to make a comment here that it is becoming very time-consuming and very difficult to glean real news anymore. Mainstream news is almost totally useless. Even some of the best sources lately are corrupted, like Fox. Fox Business is still pretty good, but Fox is just totally corrupted almost, except for a few. And you don't hardly have the time to try to vet this stuff. So it's very difficult on people like you and I that are trying to share the information with people. I just wanted to make that comment. But Breitbart News reported the U.S. is having discussion internally of a possible naval blockade against Venezuela. And I want to dovetail into that. Remember the photos I sent you were anti-ship missiles that were from China were being moved in within Venezuela, so maybe they knew that we were going to set up a blockade possibly.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been a while. I don't know why we didn't move unless this is all pre-planned by global deep state. You know, the Monroe Doctrine, we did something about Cuba, or at least we thought we did. I have no idea whether we actually did or not. We might find out the hard way we didn't get it totally done. But why didn't we do the same thing in Venezuela? When Venezuela went to China, went to Russia, when Russian bombers came into Venezuela, when Russian tactical people were building an airport on one of the islands in Venezuela, why didn't we actually move at that point in time before anybody had time to do anything about it and take over Venezuela? I mean, if you're going to take over a country, take it over or leave them alone.
I've got a possible answer for that, Stuart.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say I've got a possible answer for that, and I'd like your opinion. possibly the reason we didn't move on Venezuela and another situation like the Corian situation and others is because the last time Trump had enough authority to launch anything, he launched missiles against Syria, and he was able to launch missiles against Syria because the deep state wanted him to, including the Republicans that are against him most of the time. So I'm beginning to think that he's in such a box that that's one of the reasons we stalled out on Venezuela. That's one of the reasons that Kim is now running with Putin. And, you know, that, matter of fact, Gordon Chang the other day on Fox Business reported that we're losing South Korea. We're going to lose them. And what it is Donald Trump simply has no support. The Democrats, the Republicans, the whole entire deep state refuse to carry out his orders and are blocking him and subverting him daily. And all our enemies know it.
So that would mean then that global deep state wants a war, and that would be possibly one of the flashpoints, because now we know the Chinese troops, Russian troops, Cuban troops, ISIS, who knows what else, probably Hamas, is already in Venezuela. So if we were to attempt a blockade or we were to attempt an invasion, we'd be at war with China, Russia, Cuba, and who knows who else, which maybe is what they want, part of the Armageddon script. And what is this business about our ships going into the Mediterranean to take up positions about the Strait of Hormuz and the Iranian threat to close down if the sanctions go in? Now, he's doing that Monday, right? The 1st of May?
Yeah, that the sanctions situation with Iran goes into effect Monday, which is, I guess, May the 1st, and Hal Turner was, his intel report said that insiders were very concerned about Iran moving on the Strait of Hormuz on May the 2nd or the 3rd, and the reason for that, and I'll let this out now, is because Iran is already moving missiles and armed forces and armor to set up to actually take over the Strait of Hormuz. Now, probably part of the reasons that we've sent two aircraft carrier groups to the Mediterranean is we're preparing, we're fixing to confront, I believe, Iran, or it appears so. Israel is set to do the very same thing with us, but one aircraft carrier and 10 warships are now right off the coast of Syria, which means that, you know, we can fight in Syria and we can fight in Iran if we have to, with little trouble. So, and I'm not sure where the other carrier and the other support ships are in the Mediterranean at the moment, but we've got a lot of stuff over there, and it does appear, Stuart, that, matter of fact, I have heard that there are orders that if Iran blocks the Strait of Hormuz, we're to attack, absolutely attack. And this may really bring out your Daniel 8, I don't know.
Yeah, something causes Iran to go forth with fury, east, west, north, and south. It's a blitzkrieg attack, and I don't know. Here's an article by, let's see who it is, Golden, the Golden Report. With Iran threatening to close Strait of Hormuz over the new sanctions imposed by President Trump, the U.S., are now moving the big guns into place in hopes of deterring Iran from making such a foolish mistake. It could bring about the destruction of Iran in Ezekiel 38:5. Two of the most terrifying war machines ever made by mankind, the Abraham Lincoln and John C. Stennis aircraft carriers, entered the Mediterranean near the Syrian coast. Keep in mind that these carriers never travel without a full complement of other ships, battleships, missile ships, and they are never far away from a nuclear sub. It is my not so humble opinion that there is no way this kind of saber rattling can continue before someone pulls the trigger to ignite the Third World War. With Russia now having two ports along the Syrian coast where they are docking their battleships, they now find they are pinned in with the two U.S. carriers moving into the eastern Mediterranean. China, in the meantime, sees Russia and the U.S. going at each other, and while they fight each other, China will find it much easier to take over the United States. I'm not so sure that that is prophetic. The way I read prophecy, I'm not saying I'm right, but if you go into Ezekiel 38 and 39, it says that the Russian troops and their allies are on the mountains of Israel already. They've already invaded Israel. And they think an evil thought, it says. I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, to them that are dwell safely, to them that are gathered out of all the nations. There's two nations, folks, that have been gathered out of all the nations. The United States is made up of peoples from all over the world. Israel is a nation where the Jewish people have been scattered all over the world, and they will be ingathered. If the enemy is already on the mountains of Israel, and then Gog thinks an evil thought, I will go up to this land of unwalled villages, to them that are at rest, those that are safely gotten rich in cattle and goods. If you follow other prophecies, it has to be the United States of America. So the attack will occur soon after we see Gog Magog and all the allies going in to Israel to clean up the mess that little Israel, the world thinks, is the cause of all this trouble. And when that invasion takes place, you can bet that the EU and the rest of the world basically is not going to do anything. We're the only nation that probably would try to protect Israel, so we're going to be neutralized. That's what that's all about. Neutralize America. So my take on this whole thing is that we're very, very close to this, what he's talking about here. It's obvious to me, he says, that the devil has opened up his attack on Christmas and Jews around the world with Islamic terrorism. He has been able to spiritually control the minds of the leaders of the U.S. Democratic Party and a few Republicans. I'd say more than a few Republicans. Other than the spiritual control of their minds, I can think of no other possibility for their wanting to destroy the United States. So that's his take. What do you think?
Well, it's very interesting. And what's interesting, too, Stuart, is the fact that they just had another update on this this Mexican immigration center escape, mass escape that has just occurred around the Chiapas state. And they say now that, you know, you read the top off of it a while ago, that the mass escape had occurred, and most of them Cubans were running through the streets in Mexico. Now they're saying that over 1,000 has made an escape, and many, many more, and there are more busloads coming. So it's ironic, Stuart, that we're just simply not prepared on our border, and it reminded me so much of when you were talking about an attack. You know, I would expect an attack. You know, Russia has already set up bases in the Arctic. I would expect an attack across Alaska and Canada, and I would also expect one because of Red Elk's vision and others of coming across the south, and we've got the border open for that.
In fact, they're not doing anything to stop this at all. In fact, it said that the State Department was mulling over, which means thinking about it forever, about sending some more troops down there to the border. Well, we already got troops to the border. National Guard, and evidently the Mexicans feel they can come across and disarm us anyway, so what good is
it? Well, Stuart, the latest report on that was on Fox Business a little while ago, and they reported from the White House that the troops that Trump had requested, armed troops on the border, additional troops, said that the Pentagon was only going to send 400 to 500 more troops, and they were bus drivers, Stuart, and cooks. They're just going down to take care of the illegals and send them on into the U.S., it appears.
Yep, this is deep state. This is deep state, final end of the communist coup. And this is part, like, we can blame the Lord, too, if you want to blame somebody, because the Lord's very, very specific in Jeremiah. I'm going to fill you people with aliens, and they're going to come into your country by the thousands. And when the time is right, I'm going to raise them up, and it's a judgment, and I'm going to bring you down. America had all the blessings of the Lord in Deuteronomy chapter 28. We gave the finger to the Lord, and we've done it from the Supreme Court, the White House, and all the way down through. And you can't do that without expecting retaliation from the Lord. He's going to do something about it. And maybe here's where we can jump into something else, because this appears to me to be a judgment, a perfect storm of cosmic rays. This is from spaceweather.com. 10 years ago, NASA reported a perfect storm of cosmic rays. During the year 2009, radiation peppering the Earth from deep space reached a 50-year high, registering levels never before seen during the space age. And it's about to happen again. Ground-based neutron monitors and high-altitude cosmic ray balloons are registering a new increase in cosmic rays. The Oulu Neutron Monitor in Finland, which has been making measurements since 1964, reports levels in April of 2019 only a percentage points below the space age maximum in 2009. This is, folks, this is really, really, really serious. I don't think people are paying much attention to it. So what's going on? The answer is solar minimum. During the low phase of the 11-year solar cycle, the sun's magnetic field and solar wind weaken. Cosmic rays find it much easier to penetrate the inner solar system. In 2009, the sun experienced the deepest solar minimum in a century. Cosmic rays reaching the Earth naturally surged. 10 years later, solar minimum is back, and they're now claiming it's going to be a huge, deep one, with renewed weakenings of the sun's magnetic field and solar wind. Again, it's a perfect storm. And a panel of experts led by NOAA and NASA recently predicted that the current minimum would reach its peak at 2019 to 2020, likely matching the record-setting minimums of 2009. If they're right, cosmic rays will continue to increase with a new record possible in the near future. Now, this was all forecast, Larry, as you remember, by the bots and sun disease.
Yeah.
And its effect on humanity. And what's very, very interesting is Dr. Paul LaViolette, in his book, Earth Under Fire, went up, I think he went either to the Arctic or the Antarctic, but anyway, they researched the ice cores. And what they found was that when this happens, it changes the DNA and mutations begin to appear. This is how dangerous, folks, this is. And anybody who's been outside lately can testify to the brightness of the sun, and it literally burns. This is what Stan Dale's been warning about right along. And you know, it's amazing, Larry, that the UV ratings this summer are probably going to be totally off the charts, like they are down by the equator, where they were 16 plus, which is extremely dangerous for anyone that goes out in that. I mean, I think it's above 7 or so that they consider it. You know, you don't want to be out in the sun all that long. So what do you think about this?
Well, Stuart, that you're exactly right. And matter of fact, in my area at the moment, you know, we're running UV levels of 9 and 10, which is very high, protein
yes,
extreme,
is.
Every single day. And we know, we well know the fact that that the Philippines is getting like 16 or 18, and you found that data. Taylor,
yes.
The pastor there, was wanting you to get a hold of him to let him know where you found that data. He wants to look. He says he thinks that may be increasing there.
It's on NASA. I think it was a NASA site, but I'll look it up and get the link, and I'll forward it to you, and you can forward it to him. It's a daily update, and it is, well, I'll tell you what, they measure all this stuff, and they've been monitoring this now for a number of years, and it's just too bad that people are not paying any attention. I mean, you go to the beach and you sit out there for 4 or 5 hours, you're not only getting a burn or a tan, it's damaging greatly the internal subdermal nature of your skin. And even now with the new UV rays that are coming in, and if I remember, Stan mentioned that there were new rays now.
Yeah.
And who knows whether these sun blockers actually are stopping those. And, you know, I've often said that as we approach the time of the end, all the Lord has to do is tweak the physics that runs our world, quantum physics and above, and all the laws that we have normally known and watched and seen and predicted go out the window. And we're going to be entering a time of total unknowns where science is going to scratch their heads and say, we have no idea what's going on. When the Lord is going to judge a nation, and I think this possibly is a judgment too, because we're entering into deep solar minimum, and the sun is very anomalous, even for a minimum. And it's casting off all kinds of weird stuff, and I just feel that this is not good. But that's just me, I guess.
Well, one thing too, Stuart.
Yeah.
I was just going to mention, Stuart, that some of the information I read on down in that Space Weather's Perfect Storm of Cosmic Rays, and there's a warning in there that these cosmic rays affect the mind, and it causes people to just lose it and go crazy. And it reminds me of what you and I have talked about, the zombies, you know?
Yeah, this is what the bot said. He called it sun disease, and he found that language a number of years ago and said that it would start to affect people. And, you know, I'm sure all of us have wondered why we have so much road rage, plane rage, post office rage, office rage, road rage, airplane rage. It seems like people are really on the edge, and I'm wondering if this is not only stress of modern living, but more to the point, the magnetic environment we're living in. And we know from Dr. Paul LaViolette, it changes things. And like you mentioned, zombies, why would the CDC be talking about zombies? Why would the military be running zombie exercises? Why would England be talking about zombies and zombie exercises for their military, which they were big into, what was that, a couple years ago? And everybody poo-pooed it all, we're just joking. I don't think they were joking at all. I think they know something is coming. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, since you brought up England, I can't verify it, but I'm getting scattered reports from people over in England that England is bringing in foreign troops. They're expecting troubles in the streets soon and trouble on the rise, and they don't believe that the English troops would fire on UK citizens. So something's up. If the time frame that we're in, if they're bringing in foreign troops into England.
Well, you know, we've had foreign troops here in America for some time. We've got German troops. We've got Russian troops. We've got Chinese troops. We've got a number of troops that have come in under Clinton and Obama. And that's probably part of the map that John Kennedy took over to the New World Order boys and girls. And they divided up the United States into zones for different foreign troops for that very reason. Now, what's interesting to me is why did we hear all about and have videos of it, so we know it's real. Why are all these military movements within the United States, and you may remember Sartre Fall claimed it was for internal reasons that we were moving all these military troops and equipment all over the United States. Is it because they suspect this summer is going to be a summer of riots and it's going to be a lockdown? What do you think?
Well, I would think one or two reasons. They are aware that this summer, and of course the left, the deep state, the Democrats appear to be on a final move to remove Trump leading into May, June, July region. So they may be moving them to prepare for internal strife in the U.S., or we may be further along on an invasion against America than we know, and a lot of these internal movements may be preparing for that.
Yes, it's probably one or the other, or perhaps both. I guess we'll just have to... here's a headline that's kind of interesting in light of the fireball. NASA prepares for asteroid Armageddon with simulation exercises. NASA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and their international partners are conducting planetary defense exercises for a potential asteroid impact. Isn't that interesting when you compare it to the prophecy we read at the beginning of the show?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, another headline. Leaked pictures of China's secret 11,509-mile-per-hour hypersonic rocket capable of beating all U.S. missile defenses. So here you go, folks. Are they going to allow us to keep going and rebuild our military, or are they going to find some way, an excuse to take us out? And, of course, it wouldn't be China. It wouldn't be Russia. It'll be deep state, global deep state. They said if we would not go into the New World Order peacefully, that they would force it upon us. And that's the way they're going to do it. War against our own people. So there you have it. What else you got, Larry, before we shut her down for the night?
Yeah, you mentioned China. And what's so interesting is the fact that there's a number of reports, and I saw one yesterday and some more coming out today. One post indicates Chinese spies recruiting radicals inside the U.S. intel agencies and community. And then another one I wanted to, mention was the fact that spacewar.net or .com reported today, said U.S. diplomat pleads guilty in China spying case. The diplomat exchanged U.S. documents and secrets with Chinese spies for money. So, hey, under Obama, we've been set up.
Yep. Yep. And it's probably too late to do anything about it. And, you know, we're trapped, people. We really are trapped, and that's why Jesus came here, to get us out of the matrix, to get that magnetic spiritual force of attraction to the world and turn it around and leave the world behind. And I just would hope that people would take that to heart and do something about it. And by the way, again, Frequency is available in paperback, and we're shipping already. And we just hope people would read it, because it's a very, very important book. One of the most important ones probably I've written in a long, long time. Anyway, if you buy one, that's fine. If you buy two, there's a big discount. If you buy three, there's a huge discount. And we just want people out there to get it and read it and hand it out to their neighbors and friends, because This is coming, and it's coming very, very rapidly. Everything on the planet is changing. The sun is changing. The planets within the solar system, they're all changing. And mankind is getting uneasy, getting restless, as the Bible said. The nations are restless. And pretty soon the sea and the waves will be roaring, and we'll be in deep trouble. Anyway, thanks, everyone, for listening tonight. And heads up, take care, prepare if you haven't. And if anything happens, we'll certainly come on. Otherwise, we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening.